This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The deadly Ebola virus is continuing to claim lives in West Africa in one of the most challenging outbreaks of the disease ever seen. Over 120 people have died so far, and UN health officials say the outbreak could go on for several months. Meredith Stakem is an advisor on health issues for Catholic Relief Services in West Africa, and she spoke to me about the challenges posed by this outbreak. These include trying to combat the fear and rumours and occasionally violent acts that have sprung up around this epidemic.
Well, I think, as you mentioned, it is a big challenge, both because of it being in countries that have not had Ebola in the past. So this is the first time we're seeing cases of Ebola in the currently affected countries of Guinea and Liberia. It's also a challenge on another level because this is the first time we're really seeing transmission of the Ebola virus in an urban environment. And it just has people really worried. We're in unprecedented territory. We don't know where it could go from there. It's also a challenge because it's a multi-country situation. In several countries that have never had Ebola before, where the physicians necessarily trained to identify it and the public health system doesn't have the experience dealing with it.
It must be also challenging because of the fear and the rumours that have sprung up around the attack. There was that angry crowd which attacked a treatment centre in Guinea last week, accusing Doctors Without Borders of bringing the virus to the country. How can you fight those kind of fears?
Right. I think it's a challenge as well because it's new and because people aren't familiar with it and they are doing things like retaliating and blaming the doctors for bringing it. You cited that case from Guinea. There's also a case in Liberia where they were stoning the houses of victims because there is just this fear that it's so unknown, it's so lethal that people are really worried and they don't know how to react. So I think a lot of what the time and investment of the actors is going into now, as much on the treatment side and trying to contain the epidemic that's going on, there's a parallel effort to increase knowledge and information and get it out. So Catholic Relief Services in Guinea, in Sierra Leone, for example, is supporting the Ministry of Health to disseminate via radio through church networks, through markets, through just about any means necessary, basic information about the virus, how it spread, how you can get it, what to do if you think somebody has a case, those kinds of things, just to help make sure that people know what it is, because there is sort of this natural fear of the unknown. And in this case, there's good reason to be fearful. You don't want to catch Ebola. Your chances aren't good if you have it. But making sure that that fear is being used in a productive way that's helping people prevent getting into contact with the illness and not a retaliation and sort of an unproductive fear and threatening health workers or blaming victims or anything like that.
I mean, is there quite a strong stigma surrounding it?
I'm not actually sure about the level of stigma that we're seeing now in Guinea and Liberia. Because it tends to spread in families and it is so contagious, they are sort of blaming people, at least in Liberia, that have become ill, which I could imagine would keep other people from wanting to come forward and say that they have it as well. But it's so new, I don't think there's necessarily a historic stigma. I think it's bred out of the fear that people are experiencing.
Can you tell us now, in medical terms, how high is the risk of infection and what do people need to do to avoid getting it?
The infection is very high if you touch body fluids from a currently infected and ill patient. So to transmit, they've done they've tested for levels of virus in the blood of patients that are sick or infected with Ebola, and the level of virus in the blood tracks very closely to the time the patient has a fever. So if somebody has Ebola and they are showing symptoms of Ebola, then there is a lot of virus in their blood, which means that it's easier for them to transmit. And we know that it transmits via blood and via other bodily fluids. It's been shown to be in everything from urine to vomit to sweat to blood. So you often see cases in healthcare workers because they have contact with the patient. You see cases in caretakers, and we've seen in the case of Guinea, at least the initial reports were coming out, a larger number of cases were among women because women tend to be the ones caring for the ill in their family and they become sick that way. It's not airborne, so there's not a risk really of casual contact. They are advising against shaking hands, with somebody who's ill in the countries that are infected, because there is some concern that it could be transmitted that way. But generally, in casual contact, the risk of getting it is small. It's more in terms of somebody who is already ill, taking care of somebody who's ill, having direct contact with somebody who's ill, or touching or being in contact with the corpse of someone who has died from the epidemic.
And does Catholic Relief Service share the opinion of health experts that the virus could continue to spread in West Africa for several months? And what is CRS doing in particular?
Yes, I think we are concerned that it could continue to spread. As I mentioned earlier, this is really an unprecedented sort of epidemic because it's multi-country, because it's in an urban environment, and we don't know what's going to happen next. But the best thing to do is to plan for this to continue at least in the short term, 2 to 3 months. We are seeing cases have come down in the second week of April compared to the beginning of April and the end of March, but it doesn't appear to be over. So our response, we're supporting in Guinea and Sierra Leone, working very closely with the Ministry of Health to get out their information materials through the radios and just taking advantage of the presence we have on the ground and our existing programming to tap into what we can do to share information about Ebola as well. In Liberia, we're working very closely with the Catholic health system and supporting them in their response, providing personal protective equipment and making sure that they have the information as well that they can disseminate through the Catholic and the Christian health facilities in the country.